succeed. And when you cross that border, you need to have a passport. Then you'll be like, hey, so my little star counts.
All right, well, you want to get started?
Sure.
All right. Hello, and welcome to the newest episode of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just a couple guys drinking beer, talking what's going on. As usual, we got our local expert, Ray, with us. Who will chime in occasionally and make sure that we're not being too stupid.
I'm not drunk.
Depends on how drunk I get. but yeah, now, thankfully, we finally figured out how to get everyone access to this thing. So, I mean, what was that?
Yeah, the lager.
Oh, that's not bad stuff, actually. But yeah, I mean, is there anything in particular you guys want to talk about? You want to start with?
I'm upset with what happened.
All right, let's start with that.
I was really upset, like, did he not want to hear this? I was like, I don't know. It's just, it's a gut punch, dude. Like, did he want to hear, like, the Supreme Court did not want to intervene because, like, the way they did this election wasn't, like, they didn't want to interfere with the state's sovereignty.
From what I saw, they said that Texas doesn't have a leg to stand on concerning Pennsylvania violating their own constitution.
But it's going to, yeah, still.
I mean, but I disagree with that.
I do, too, for different reasons.
Because if the states can't follow their own election laws and change them the way it says it has to be changed in their constitution, what's going to stop them from doing something even crazier in the next election to ensure that, you know, their party of choice wins with a greater margin than they did this time? It basically makes it to the point where if you live in one of those states, your vote doesn't count for anything.
And my argument is that Texas entered into an agreement with all the other states to join the union.
Yeah.
And as soon as you're not doing what you said you're going to do, they have a leg to stand on because they weren't bought like Louisiana Purchase or won through bloodshed like California.
Mm-hmm.
They actually signed a contract to join the union. And if you're saying that they don't have the right to intervene in another state's violation of their own rules, that's like saying if I open up a convenience store with a buddy of mine and he starts selling grenades out the back, I can't say, stop doing that shit. That's against the rules.
Yeah.
Because this, you know, the common space would be the United States, and then the two parties involved would be me and my business partner.
Yeah. I didn't really think that the Supreme Court was going to weigh in and, you know, literally just give the election to Trump. But I did expect them to at least listen to the arguments verbally and then make a ruling, you know. But they do not, you know, the Supreme Court hates getting involved in election politics.
I'm not surprised.
And but I think they've made matters worse. And the fact that it looks very good that, you know, Trump will not be president in next year, I don't think the liberals realize what they're creating here by deciding to do the election the way they did it and not
the progressives.
Because today in D.C., there were like two or three different Trump rallies, pro-Trump rallies. Those rallies aren't going to go away. They're going to keep continuing for the next 4 years.
Yeah, but they're not going to get anything done either. They're just going to show people that there's still support for Trump.
Yeah. And if Kamala Harris really is their nominee in 2024, Trump will get reelected.
You think so?
Yeah. You think people are going to vote for Kamala over Trump?
They voted for Biden over Trump.
Well, Biden's an old white guy that's half senile.
Isn't that exactly why they would vote for Kamala? You know, a woman of color, that would be groundbreaking. You know, they'd be to get to the one who got it done, you know?
No, Biden got it done when he resigned from his office.
Oh, yeah, joke. 20,
they use the Article 25 on him.
Well, he made a joke recently about how he's just, when they disagree, he's going to get sick with some mystery illness and resign. It's like, yeah. Dude, you were supposed to say that part quiet.
Well, you know, talking about when he was vice president with Obama, you know. Well, why would it be any different now that he's president?
No, I think he was talking to about Kamala. He would just confuse the name. That's what it sounded to me.
There's like 20 states or something that jumped on board that.
Yeah.
19 included Texas 20.
Well, that's the thing, is a lot of people just kind of dismiss it out of hand, like, oh, it's stupid, you just need to shut up and accept it. Like, that's almost half the country.
Right.
Like, that's a huge issue right now that we're just pretending isn't happening right now. Yeah. And they're the same people that are pissed off about being locked up in their houses. I don't know. This is why I've been saying for a couple of weeks now. It's like, what do you think a civil war will look like in a modern U.S.?
Well, people don't realize there's not a liberal state. There's a lot of liberal cities. And most of it's wrong. Like, look at Virginia. The only reason it's Democratic is by three major cities. I mean, liberal.
Well, what happens if Texas does decide to leave and 15 states decide to go with them?
I'm sure. Like Virginia, like, let's say, for instance, is North Carolina part of them too, the lawsuit?
No, I don't think they. I don't think they join because they've got a Democratic governor right now.
Yeah, but what make you think like I think a lot of counties gonna join that. Like Virginia, we're talking about like join Virginia. A lot of counties want to do that. Leave just the Fairfax and Richmond out of it, and Hampton Roads probably too.
Split Virginia in half again.
Yeah, because they don't want to be part of like all this law.
That's what happened last time, right? They split in half at the Civil War last time, right?
Yeah, but this time West Virginia is going to take over most of Virginia. So imagine having West Virginia Beach.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah,
that'd be really fascinating because Virginia Beach makes so much money on tourism when tourism's open anyway. Yeah. Could you imagine the difference that would make in the Appalachian Mountains of West Virginia, where you have the really, you know, dirt poor people that literally have a dirt floor?
Yeah.
Imagine, well, just I'm saying, think of the taxes coming in that could help those people versus getting dumped into blackface governor's programs, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, like, okay, let's say Texas does decide to roll out. Does anyone else even have the authority or the right to do so besides maybe the first states that signed the Constitution in the first place and Texas? Because everything else was purchased or fought for.
Right.
Like if North Dakota or Montana decides to roll out, they I don't know. Do they have the autonomous state idea? Is that still something that we're supposed to be upholding, the 10th Amendment? The National Guard?
Well, it'd be this. The National Guard can't be deployed by the president. It has to be deployed by the governors.
President can deploy National Guard. He just has to call martial law, which is easy enough if you have 20 states saying we're not part of the United States anymore.
Yeah, but would the National Guard actually follow the president's rules at that point? Would that be a lawful order? When your governor has decided and the legislature of your state's decided to secede, can the president override that?
Well, who do National Guard swear an oath to?
Constitution.
To the state or to the Constitution of the United States? And if it is the Constitution, here's the crazy thing. Now you have to pick sides on which side you think the Constitution is right.
Yeah.
And as soon as you pick a side, you might be surrendering all your rights as a citizen and denouncing your citizenship to defend the Constitution that you took an oath to protect. That's a little scary, and even scarier, what happens if National Guard does march down your streets? There will be people sitting in their living rooms with rifles picking them off as they march down the street.
Yeah.
They're not just going to allow a military occupation in the United States. It just will not be tolerated by the people.
Right.
I don't know. It's very possible. I think that in 10 years, we look back and say we were already 2 years into a civil war at this point. Because you know the revolution started way before the shot heard around the world.
Yeah.
And at the time that shot happened, nobody knew that was the start of the war either anyway.
Right.
You know? Wow, it's scary stuff, man. These links in this thing are weird, aren't they?
Yeah. Confusing. Anyways, next topic.
Union of law. And, well, even scarier, if they do leave and they take a bunch of states with them, they're not all going to be states that are contiguous.
Right.
So are they going to be weird territories within another nation? Is it going to split into East Coast, West Coast, and then three or four nations in the heartland?
Exactly.
You know, your coastal elites, I don't, as much as they're wealthy and like to stay wealthy on the East and West Coasts, are they going to maintain a cohesive nation with a split through the middle of it, or is it going to become different nations?
I think it'd be different nations.
And what's it going to cost to get a stake in Massachusetts?
There's no cattle farms in Massachusetts.
There's some, but not enough to support the steak market. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what's it going to cost to get a steak shipped internationally to come to your house?
International trade wars.
Well, yeah. When you buy weird stuff from Japan or whatever, it's not cheap. You know what I mean? It costs a ton of money because it came from across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, across the planet, I mean. I think this has much further reaching implications than anybody even wants to think about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You had another idea, another direction? I thought you were ready for something else.
No.
I still can't believe the Supreme Court didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
I was so upset last night. I was like, I couldn't believe it. Like, no way they did not want to hear this thing.
Thing is, if they heard it, they have to make a decision. And once they make a decision, they've set a precedent too.
Yeah.
By trying to remain out of it, they're basically saying, figure this out on your own. And so I kind of get that. But at the same time, it's, again, yeah, exactly. What if Texas rolls out and, I mean, they got a GDP bigger than some nations, bigger than Australia.
Mm-hmm. I mean, California's been threatening to leave forever, so.
I'm waiting for the big one. I just cannot wait for Arizona Bay, you know? Newsom. Yeah, but, I don't know. I just, as much as I would have liked to for them to have listened to the case, yeah, that could have been a bigger mess, no matter which way they ruled. And you hear these people saying they want Trump to be arrested now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The state, New York AG and all those people over there.
That might cause violence.
Yeah. That's why Biden said, hey, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we're not going to investigate him anymore.
Biden's not an idiot. As much as we like to say he's an idiot, he's falling apart. And he's not all there, but he's not a stupid man. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he's been controlling how many lives for 57 years. But yeah, and he knows, like, if we do this, then every president that comes out of office is going to get locked up right away.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. Imagine if Trump, you know, calls his audience, his supporters, because not all Trumpites are Republicans, and not all Republicans are Trumpites.
No.
And what happens if he tells his supporters, all right, it's time to do something. And I got a feeling that when all this shit goes down with all stuff Biden's talking about putting in place, the progressives that they're leaving behind, that they use to get elected, I got a feeling they're going to get violent again, because the reason why they're so violent is because they don't even want police in their community, let alone Joe Biden telling them they have to wear a mask, they have to get a vaccine, they have to this, have to that, you know?
Yeah.
And look what they're doing in Portland right now, because some guy borrowed money against his house 5 years ago and didn't pay it back. They're going to shut down the entire area. You guys saw that, right?
Yeah. That's been going on for like the beginning of the week.
Yeah. Well, the guy they own the house free and clear. Then a couple of years ago, they borrowed some money against the house to pay their bills back. And then COVID came along. But the thing is, they had already not been paying their mortgage. So in essence, they sold their house and refused to leave.
Well,
yeah. Now we've got entire city blocks shut down. The governor doesn't get involved until it gets within a couple of blocks of his house.
They should have got a student loan, not pay it off.
Oh, what's even crazier is they did a GoFundMe and raised more money than the house is worth.
Oh, my God. They should have just paid off the bill.
Yeah, they've already got like $268,000. And the company that owns the home is that they're willing to work something out. So, like, why are we still... Yeah. Why do we still have barricades up smashing police cars? You know, I thought this got solved, and all you had to do was complain and say it's because I'm black.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is by letting all these folks get away with all this kind of crap and just setting up autonomous zones until they get what they want, it's shown people that you're not accountable to the law. None of this matters. We're going to eliminate your debt for you and we won't arrest you for it. If that's what racism looks like, sign me up. I want to be discriminated against too.
Unless you have your own business, then you get arrested. Look what happened.
I don't know. Did you see Ayanna Presley putting out that we should all shop at brown businesses?
Yeah, but yeah, look what happened in State Island. They get arrested bar owner because he went to make his bar an autonomous zone.
Yeah, exactly. Like two street addresses down, they were legally allowed to be open and they were serving.
Mm-hmm. And he wasn't charging customers for drink or food either. That's right.
He was trying to get around that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was free food and beer. Just try to donate if you can't, let the bucket out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It almost seems like they're... Well... This great reset that people keep alluding to. Joe Biden brought it up. What's his name there? The Canadian guy. Trudeau.
Yeah, Trudeau.
Oh, yeah, Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, brought up the great reset, and they said that you'll own nothing and be happy. Well, that sounds like the government's going to let everyone go bankrupt and then bail out everyone. So no one will own their homes, no one will own their vehicles, no one will own anything.
Mm-hmm.
And shoot, they're already coming out and saying that debt's not a bad thing. Keep as much debt as you want. Let it grow up forever. And it's like, then what the heck? I don't understand this idea. If I could borrow $100 million, then why isn't everything just given to me for free? If I could just buy it and I'm not accountable for that debt, you know? Sorry, I got on a rant there. I got upset.
I think that's a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, you see that video of it? Speaking of restaurants, that video of that California lady?
Mm-hmm.
She almost got the point when she was flipping out about how she wasn't allowed to open her doors and serve people. And she had an outdoor business and invested money for like lighting and heaters and everything.
Yeah. And the movie industry was able to open up a set right next across the road from her.
Yeah. Not even 100 feet away. And they were allowed to be open. And she almost got the point. But then she said, and you're taking forever to give us these stimulus checks and these payments out. And I was like, oh, you almost had it. You wanted a handout instead of being allowed to do business. These stimulus checks, where's that money coming from?
Taxes.
From the deficit.
Yeah. So you took my money, your money, and you put it in a pot, and then you waited a while and gave me back a little bit of it and expected me to thank you.
Yeah.
It's what? And I'm supposed to survive on this. Why'd you take it in the first place then? Plus what? Was it 23 or 26% of U.S. dollars in circulation right now were printed this year. Holy crap.
I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of food prices going up.
A lot of what?
Food prices.
Inflation. Going up?
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. If we inflated the dollar by 26% in a year, that makes sense. Everything's going to cost 26% more, right?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, we keep thinking that we can just print more currency and that'll fix a problem.
No.
Currency is supposed to represent resources. It itself is not a resource. When you just print more of it, it just makes it worth less of each resource, you know?
Yeah. It's a median of transit, you know? Median exchange. But, yeah.
You guys see China blame Australia for COVID recently?
Yeah, I heard something about it, but...
I just thought I'd bring it because I thought it was hilarious. You know, they've already blamed the U.S. and India. Now they're trying to blame Australia, saying it came in on steaks from Australia and got released in Wuhan.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's like, all right, buddy. Just thought I'd bring that up because China is a mess. And they're doing military training drills or at least got invited to do training drills with Canada to get used to cold weather situations. Which made me scratch my head a little bit because I'm pretty sure China goes pretty far up north. Yeah. You know, it's pretty cold in parts of China.
Oh, yeah.
So why do they need to go to Canada to learn how to fight in the cold unless it's to see what the North American continent looks like and prepare a battle that way?
Mm-hmm. China's trying to prepare for invasion. First, you disarm the populace. You know, by coming out with all these crazy anti-gun laws. So now all the West, the coast, every citizen is disarmed, you know. So once you get a footstep on it, you'll be able to continue invading.
How are they going to manage to sneak across the Pacific Ocean, though?
Through Canada.
Wait, you're saying they're just gonna show up with an entire army in Canada and just march across the border into the U.S.?
Probably. Why not?
Oh. Well, it's a good point. I was going to say, because if Trump was in office, he would destroy Canada for it.
Yeah, but...
He would treat them as an enemy combatant as soon as that happened. But Chinese folks even came out and said that they're ready to get back doing what they were doing running the U.S. government now that Biden's back in office.
Yeah, professor.
And they're like bragging about it. I was like, what? And then we got in Swalwell, just got busted, right? Mm-hmm. With the Chinese spy, and Feinstein did what a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Got busted with a Chinese spy and her staff. Yeah, but we'll keep talking about Russian disinformation instead of Chinese collusion, you know? That's the crazy thing. Republicans never even brought that shit up. The Republicans lately seem as spineless as the Democrats are dirty.
They are.
Where have they been? Why haven't they been up there demanding that the entire nation needs to purchase a firearm?
I think it's time to purge a lot of fucking Republicans, dude. They don't got a fucking heart to fight.
I think instead of reform, I think it might be time to replace the Republican Party with something different.
Well, Trump got a Republican Party ear now. A lot of people, 75 million.
I've heard that on different podcasts and stuff where, you know, if Trump decided he wanted to change the Republican Party and the rhinos can go and do their own thing, you know.
Yeah.
We don't need to leave the party. The party has left those people, you know. So it's kind of going, the same thing's happening in the Democrat Party. It's just you don't hear about it as much because you got the progressives that, you know, like AOC don't agree with Joe Biden and his politics, you know?
Not at all.
It could very easily become, we end up with four parties, you know, a Republican Party that's conservative, a Rhino Party, and then a similar thing going on the Democrat side.
Problem is, if you get that going, that's how you get guys. Who's the Egyptian guy who rose to power at the first revolution? The Muslim Brotherhood guy. I want to say Mubarak Gaddafi, but I'm not sure that's the right name. But that's how he managed to take power, is because it was split into like 10 different parties. Mm-hmm. And but 8 out of the 10 of them agreed on everything. It was just these little differences. And that's how he got 20% of the vote and won. And within a year, there was another revolution because they said that was stupid.
Yeah. Well, didn't Obama try to take credit for that?
The Egyptian revolution?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He tried to take credit for the first one. That, you know, we put the Muslim Brotherhood in charge.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, first of all, you shouldn't be putting anyone in charge of anything. All right. And then it got torn down within a year anyway.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing I was mentioning earlier about the National Guard and everything. The Second Egyptian Revolution wasn't even widespread. It was a couple street skirmishes, and then they forced another vote. That could be all it takes is a little bit of fighting in the streets, enough for people to say, all right, let's get together and vote on this. And then you realize, oh, you know?
Yeah.
Trump could have made his own party instead of trying to fix the Republicans. If he runs again, he should run as his own party.
Well,
and we'll see what that party actually believes versus trying to squish Trump's ideas and the Republicans together to work together, because he's already got his following and they'll follow him.
Yeah.
And this might be the chance to replace the Republican Party, just like the Republicans replaced the Whigs.
Yeah.
I think he just need to purge all the rhinos out, and that's.
What do you consider a rhino?
But at the same time, it's kind of hard to identify them. Look at the Supreme Court. You think they were like fucking constitutional originals, but they didn't want to do that.
I think you might be further right than you think.
Who?
You.
Oh, me?
I think you might be further right than you realize.
What do you mean further right? Mm.
I don't know. I think you're looking at a lot of people that are middle of the road Republican and calling them rhinos.
No, I'm thinking about a lot of people that think they want to be called themselves Republicans, but they don't do anything constitutional.
Oh no! Don't get me wrong. It's definitely something.
Well, I'm not talking about policies. I'm talking about the way they're like, oh, we're gonna do this, and by the time they come around, they're like, no, let's not do that.
Oh, that's any politician, period. And that's why we need to stop doing it the way we do it. We need to start electing Joe the farmer and Bob the mechanic and Jane the nuclear engineer to be Congress representatives for a couple of years and let them go back to work under the policies they put in place instead of having doctors and lawyers do it. We need American citizens doing this shit, not the
leaders.
That's what the Senate's for. That's the Senate's for doctors and lawyers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We the people are supposed to be represented in Congress. Can you think of one that's not, besides AOC, who's not a doctor or a lawyer?
Well, AOC is also not in the Senate. She's in the House.
No, our Congress, in the U.S. Congress. Can you think of anyone that's besides AOC that's not a doctor or a lawyer?
Crenshaw?
Yeah, no, I am... Yes, but he's a crazy war hero.
You see my point, though. It took you a minute to think of one.
And that's not representing the people. That's representing the people that are already wealthy and ahead of everyone else in the world, you know?
I think if you make more than like $150,000, you cannot be a congressman. You can only be a senator.
Oh, I don't know about that. Just because you said, well, let's say you were
a cook, you know.
Well, let's say you're a mechanic, right?
Yeah.
And after a couple of years, you open up your own business and you start making some money and you hire four or five more mechanics. And now you're making $250,000 a year, but you have to pay out your employees. You have to maintain your business. You know what I mean?
All right. So it should be like.
Don't punish the guy for being successful.
No, I'm not saying punish the guy to being successful, but. I don't know, like, how can you back, like, who can you tell who can be a congressman, who can be a senator, you know? I mean, I think we should go back to the old ways before senator.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Let's go back to the way it was before we changed the rule. Was it in the 80s, right?
I don't know.
Or was it I should have looked, well, I didn't expect us going this direction. That's why I didn't look it up. But yeah, exactly. The states used to choose senators, not... the voters. And that's how you got your doctors and your lawyers out there, the wealthy elite that represented the states. Then the Congress represented the people, the masses.
Yeah,
right.
So I keep wanting to run for an office, but I've got too much of a fingerprint in social media to do any of that. Maybe keep trying to convince the wife to run. Well, it's even more terrifying. It's like, what happens if I actually did decide to run and someone stumbled across this show and put it out there?
Oh, you know, it should probably start like a little neighborhood, you know, like with the way this guy from Virginia Beach is doing it, like he organized people to go clean up Baltimore, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, what happened to those dudes that were going around to these inner city areas, and the Trump supporters that were cleaning up the shitty, shitty neighborhoods that no one else wanted to clean?
He's still doing that. He's going to Georgia. Scott, I forgot his last name, Scott something. He's actually from Virginia Beach. I used to see him on the highway. Yeah, I used to see him on the highway holding that sign saying Democrat killed more black babies than anybody else, you know? And I always saw him like, okay, whatever, you know? Then he started, whenever Trump brought up the Baltimore thing, the infected with rats and stuff like that. He's like, I'm going to go Baltimore, clean it up. And he did that. And they started going from city to city.
They made a big deal out of it, too. When people like cussing him up for it, like, oh, you're just doing this to make Trump look good. It's like, who cares why they're doing it? They're cleaning up the needles off the street. You know, it's like, let them do it. And of course, that's what they're doing. They're trying to say, look, Trump supporters are good people, too. And because they were Trump supporters, you said that them cleaning up dirty heroin needles is bad, you know?
Pressler, that's his name.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
good dude, I guess, you know?
Yeah, he's from Virginia Beach. He literally used to hold a sign. And I always saw him and like, okay, cool, whatever, you know? And next thing I see him on TV, like, oh, dude, I know that guy.
That's even cooler.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways.
Yeah, before we pick another topic here, something that I've been thinking about, it's been bothering me for a while. And I never think to bring it up on this show. I don't even know how you did that. Where have Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy been lately with their anti-vax campaign?
Nowhere.
No, don't get me wrong. I wasn't seeing them all the time, but people talk about mandating vaccine now. Whether or not the government would even consider that, that's not even the issue. It's just the fair fact that the conversation was brought up. I would expect the prominent anti-vaxxers to step up and be like, hell no.
Well, Dr. Bill Gates says this vaccine's going to be okay, so.
Yeah. Oh. Have you watched any of my testicles stuff?
No, I guess I got to subscribe to it. I haven't seen anything.
I think you subscribed. Don't worry, I've just been doing a lot of the logical fallacies.
Okay.
And appeal to authority is one. And I was like, but sometimes they're false authorities. And I brought up Bill Gates in particular. I was like, who is this guy? I was like, I'm just as qualified as Bill Gates to tell you about a vaccine, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I just had to bring that up because I haven't heard any anti-vaxxers, and I usually have at least a couple in my Facebook feed anyway, just because I like to keep a diverse group of people I know. You know what I mean?
I guess to go with whatever's popular.
So, hold on, you wouldn't let your kids get a measles shot that we've been certain is safe for at least 40 years. You won't let your kids get the MMR shot, but you'll let them just stick you full of some weird COVID vaccine that they made within 9 months?
Yeah, but this is not this is not aiming towards our kids. It's more towards adults.
I don't know, man. Just what happens in 15 years when they say, did you take a COVID vaccine between 2020 and 2021? Yeah. You may be entitled to compensation.
Great recess, Digger, in 2020.
Well, it's just frustrating, man. They keep you in your house. They don't let you go to work. And what drives me, what really is pissing me off about it is getting these people that are complaining that they're losing their minds working from home. And it's like, bitch, I'm a welder. I can't work from home. You know, the electrician can't work from home. They're sitting at home unemployed right now. And people are complaining about having to do another Zoom meeting for work this week. So everyone's on the same page. I'm like, shut up. People were starving to death. People were losing their shirts. For some reason, these rich people seem to think everyone has all this stuff. Like, everyone just can take 9 months off and not have to actually show up to work. Really grinds my gears. Yeah. Oh, here's a fun one. That Hunter Biden laptop made its way back into the news.
Oh, yeah, like... Now that they're like Joe Biden's elected, now they can be like, oh yeah, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. It's like basically they turned around and flipped you off and spit on you, like, fuck you, buddy.
The person you voted for is compromised by Chinese. Thanks a lot.
Well, how long have people been calling him Beijing Biden? It's been a while. Oh, you know, it's not new.
If you're not looking for alternative news, you're not gonna hear about it, dude.
No, that's exactly the point. Was the laptop came out and all this information came out, and CNN and MSNBC, everyone besides pretty much Fox News, and I'm surprised I'm defending them, but they were on the right side of this one.
Yeah.
They all said this is garbage.
The news story that came out that when Hunter Biden got a new office, he asked for keys for the office so that, you know, Joe Biden's brother and a Chinese emissary could all have access to the office itself.
Really? Is there anything to corroborate that, or is that just
a Fox
hearsay?
Sorry, it's I've got the link posted in the Word in the Google Docs.
Where? Under what?
Down at the bottom of the first page.
All right. Oh yeah, Hunter Biden. All right. I wish I had checked that. That sucks. Yeah. So they actually say, okay, so Chinese emissary too. Okay. So it's somebody who's not just a nobody saying this.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. If he was actually laundering money for the Chinese, I mean, how?
Well, and his taxes are under investigation too, so.
Well, that's how they got Capone, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we had this exact conversation last week.
Yeah.
How when, if they can't figure out how to get you, they just get you on taxes because no one's figured out how to do that right yet.
Yeah.
Did Trump want to do the flat tax and then like somebody told him like, no, don't do that. So he's like back out from it.
Explain to me what this flat tax is supposed to be.
I don't think he ever proposed the flat tax.
No,
that sounds like a terrible idea to me.
Well, I mean, they want to make it like the VAT tax over in Europe. You know where?
Oh, you like instead of like seven, like just make a
system. Instead of a progressive system.
No, it's more like okay, you make $40,000 a year, you only pay like certain percentage of your tax. So all you have to do is the math, and you're done for the year. You know, you don't have to do this back and forth, you know, figure out where's the loophole and stuff like that. Just make it like, no, you make this much.
Yeah, but those loopholes you're talking about are stuff I get to not pay tax because of. Like, I went to school and I had to buy a computer. I don't have to pay tax on the money that paid for that computer now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, just make it like everybody had to pay it like a certain amount and that's it, you know?
See, I prefer the idea no income tax at all. Yeah. All taxes are on sales.
I'm fine with that. That's even preferred.
And do it in terms of the more basic or essential something is, the lower the taxes. Like a pickup truck to go to work will have zero tax on it. But if you want a Ferrari, that's an exotic item that's completely unnecessary. It's above and beyond. You might pay an 80% tax on something ridiculous like that. That's the way I'm looking to compensate was if you want to go super luxurious, that's the people paying the tax. So you are actually targeting the wealthy in their spending versus targeting their businesses, which affects their employees' pay.
Yeah, but at the same time, you have to think about the business too, like who are the people selling it, you know? Like I remember a couple of years ago, they were like telling people like, oh, you don't need a super boat and stuff like that, mega yacht, you know? But you forget who's the worker making that type of quality boat for you, you know? Mm-hmm. So now you tax them too, like extremely, so you're going to affect them too. So they're going to go overseas and buy a cheaper boat.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I was saying was the more essential it is, Well, no, you'd have to go overseas yourself and purchase it because, like, a Ferrari is imported.
Yeah, I know, but how about a Mustang? You know, it's not essential, so you're going to...
It's not essential, but it's not a Ferrari either. One is domestic, so there's a lower tax right there anyway.
Most of it is billed overseas now.
Well, then actually, that's where you get involved with your taxes again and say, this is made overseas. So that's how we incentivize people to make their products in the United States, too. Not even a tariff, just a... We had to import it. There's a tax, and only on sales. So it comes down to you get to decide how much tax to pay. You could buy the most essential thing you need and pay zero tax on it.
Dude, tell me
if you want the fancy stuff. That's when you start paying taxes. So the wealthy are truly paying for it.
I don't know in Massachusetts, but in Virginia, I pay a sales tax and a food tax. Like, are you serious? When I went,
food's not taxable in Massachusetts.
They got food taxes over there too.
Nope, it's not taxable. The only tax you get is a prepared meals tax if you go out for food.
Do you have to pay a sales tax too on top of that?
At like the restaurant? No, it's just a prepared meals tax.
Oh, we pay sales tax and food tax.
Like that seems nuts to... This actually supports my argument, was food is absolutely essential. Why are we taxing food?
Yeah.
You know? And all right, well, I might even go to the point of saying maybe lobster should be taxed. You know, I don't know. I don't, that's a conversation we'd have to have, but I think this is a way to solve our tax issue is by only taxing sales and having a sliding scale of how extravagant it is versus how essential it is. Now, if you're buying a tool for work, there's no tax on that. If you're buying a decent sized home, that's, we'd have to set up standards. But, you know, not a mansion, you wouldn't be paying tax. But you buy a ridiculous house, you might be paying a tax on it.
Yeah.
Depending on how crazy the house is, like one of them ridiculous plantation places down in Virginia, it might be 150% tax on something like that because it's completely unnecessary and takes up a ton of space, you know?
But what is a plantation? You produce food.
Pardon?
What if it's a plantation where you produce food?
Oh, well, that would change everything if you actually started producing products. That would change everything. And don't tax the grower of the food. No, only tax transactions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that.
I think that's the way to solve everything because then you get to decide how much tax you pay and you get a lot more control of how much money of your net versus your gross. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I should write this down. It sounds like a decent idea to me.
Talk to your congressman about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not gonna win.
Yeah. Luckily, Ayanna Presley is not my Congress representative, but she is my state.
So
Did you see the shit she just said about food apartheid?
No.
She was saying how it's racist because you can't get these really nice foods in like the hood. And I was like, all I could think was, no, the reason why you're not getting $13 single serving salads with goat cheese in them in Compton is because no one has $13 to blow on a freaking single serving salad with goat cheese in it. You know what I mean? It's not a matter of it's racist not bringing the food there. It's the guy who owns the store knows what's going to sell. You don't buy stuff you're going to throw away, right?
Yeah.
It's not that the scarcity of sushi in Compton is that nobody's buying it. So it's, you know what I mean? It's not everywhere. It really bothered me when she said that. And I mentioned her name, think of it. I you know, she made a big deal though, saying it was all racist. It's like, no, there's plenty of places in West Virginia in the mountains where you got white folk that eat literal bugs that crawl across their dirt floors, you know?
So the Michael Flynn case finally got dismissed by the
judge,
district court judge Emmett Sullivan.
Did it?
He finally realized that a pardon's a pardon, and he was going to get nowhere with it. So.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were a step ahead of me on that one. So that guy Sullivan, you said that Judge Sullivan did come around.
Yeah. Yeah. He dismissed the case.
Well, good. A presidential pardon is supposed to be absolute, right?
Yeah, on all federal crimes.
And yeah, and that's they made it a point of wording it that way. They've been using the same form for what, 40 years, yeah, because it's pretty much bulletproof, right?
Yeah, but you know, that's the big thing about Trump. They're like saying, well, even if Trump pardons himself, pre-pardon, you know, pre-conviction, you know, the states can still go after him. I don't think Trump has any plans of giving himself a pardon.
For what though? Really? What are they gonna? I keep hearing people say they're gonna arrest him and we should put him in prison. And I say, for what? And then the argument is always, well, they want to put Hillary in prison. And I said, yes, they actually had a list of charges.
Yeah.
I was like, I still haven't heard an argument. What did Trump allegedly actually do?
I don't know.
Oh, I was hoping you did.
Because I don't think Trump's done anything illegal. You know, he thought he was involved with the Russians. That's been proven bunk, you know.
Yeah, and then the whole, and then they impeached him right after the Hunter Biden thing was brought up the first time, and he said we should investigate this. They immediately went to impeachment.
Yeah,
which was kind of nuts because almost seemed like they were trying to distract attention about this laptop, and you know, and how Joe Biden bragged about getting an attorney fired who was investigating his son.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Just a lot of this stuff, you know, you can say coincidence, but
there's how many things for it to be coincidences.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I actually looked this up because it was bothering me. 10 to the power of 64 is what's considered mathematically impossible. At that point, we'll just say it's basically it's never going to happen once it's at that point.
Yeah.
Which would be the same idea thing as you hitting the lottery every day for 100 years. So, like, that's what they're saying is, holy crap, that's mathematically impossible.
Uh-huh.
But 5 coincidences in a row is hitting the Mega Millions, is hitting the Powerball. You know what I mean? The big one, the jackpot.
Yep.
This has been more than 5 coincidences in a row that have set all this stuff up.
Right.
And it's possible it is all coincidences. Maybe we should all stop buying more lottery tickets.
Yep. And you saw the link I put on there from the Fox News poll that a majority of the people that America think that Trump was robbed in the election. Even a good percentage of Democrats and independents think.
Yeah, I was gonna say I didn't read it, but I'm familiar with the story. Oh, wow, look at that. The numbers are right there. 10% of Democrats.
That's a high number for Democrats to think that.
Yeah, and actually say it out loud.
Right.
How many others believe it and go, "Yeah, I don't care. I want," you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, there you go. They separate Trump voters and Republicans. Look at that.
Yeah.
I'm glad someone besides just us realized that because they're not necessarily the same group of people, you know?
No. Yeah.
68% of Republicans, 77% of Trump voters, 26% of independents, 10% of Democrats. That's 36% of all voters. Wow. Well, you know, and there you go. A third, over a third of the nation, over a third of the states saying something is wrong here.
Right.
Doesn't that mean we have to look at it and at least prove them wrong?
And I think that
we can squash this and get it.
I think it's not going to happen soon enough to affect Biden becoming president. But I think
when you can bury whatever he wants,
because Michigan's letting somebody, they're letting the Republicans look at the Dominion voting machines now. I think that's going to happen in Georgia too, on some of the voting machines. So
really,
I think something's still going to come out. And I think what comes out will have an effect on future elections. I don't think that they're going to be able to, you know, pull the wool over our eyes like they did this time. I think we're going to be more keen to the shenanigans and be on the lookout for it.
Well, that's the problem, was a lot of this stuff was known as it was happening that it was wrong, but nothing could be done about it because they hadn't actually done anything wrong yet. Putting a policy in place is one thing. It's enacting it. That's the crime, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
And you can't arrest someone for a crime until they've actually committed it, not just them planning it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess anyway. But yeah, I scrolled down a little more on that poll thing. I'm a little surprised that only 10% of Democrats want Trump to run again in 2024. If they're so certain that they're going to, you know what I mean? That's a nothing. They're going to crush him or beat him again. I don't know. Wouldn't you want the guy that you already beat once to run again against the same guy that won?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm weird on that one. Holy crap. Almost as many Republicans want Trump to run again as Trump voters.
I believe that.
Yeah. 71% of Republicans, 79% of Trump voters want him to run again in 2024.
I think he will, too. I think he'll run.
I haven't voted for him once, but if he runs in 4 years, I probably will vote for him if he's on the table, because I really do think he did some great things for this country. I think he got a really bad rap. And it makes you scratch your head, man. This video of Oprah 6 years ago asking Trump to run for president, you know? And then he does, and all of a sudden it's, well, it was more than 6 years ago, but this video of him getting awards from Jesse Jackson. And all of a sudden he's this giant racist. It's like, what? But I'm pretty sure that racist and homophobe and bigot are the new heretic, witch, and communist, you know? Ooh, you hadn't considered that, had you?
No.
Oh, shoot. Speaking of communists, look at the McCarthyism going on right now. There's still people talking about making lists.
Right.
Probably.
That really bothers me that nobody's calling out McCarthyism. And bothers me even more is when I bring it up to people, they have no idea who Joe McCarthy was.
You guys hear about the Michigan State Representative Cynthia Johnson?
Yeah.
Something about it, yeah. Oh, she's the one who threatened everyone with soldiers. Yeah. She should be removed from office.
Well, the Republicans are in charge of the legislature in Michigan. She's been removed from all her committees.
Committees, yeah. She should be removed from. She should be impeached. I don't know what their policy is.
Came out and said she shouldn't be removed from her committees.
Should not.
The governor doesn't have any say over what happens in the legislature.
Well, and that's actually the whole point of the way the system works, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a direct quote, Ray?
No, just videos of her. I was like, wow.
I heard it on a podcast today, and it was pretty ridiculous. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, she said, like, our soldiers are ready and all this other stuff, and you know what to do. And all I can think of is, what do you mean by soldiers? Because I'm pretty sure anyone active duty or National Guard will not take up arms against American citizens unless they are being physically attacked by those American citizens.
Yeah.
Like, or someone else is being attacked. You're not just going to go and, you supported Trump? Gug, gug, gug. I just don't believe the National Guard would do that.
No.
And obviously she's not deploying the army.
She has no control to do that.
Oh, well, how corrupt is her police force? Can she control the police to essentially execute people?
I don't think the police have gotten that corrupt anywhere in the U.S. At least I'd like to think that.
Well, if it is that corrupt anywhere in this country, you know, the RAS that just opened up there, the Red House Autonomous Zone that we were talking about earlier. Did you see the video I put up there? I put an article, but I also put a link to a video from Matt Christensen.
Yeah, I see it here.
whatever. This video of like them smashing these police cars and like spraying with fire extinguishers and all this other stuff. And he made a funny joke going, oh, if this all is just racism and all this other stuff, he goes, these police officers wasted an excellent opportunity to execute a whole bunch of ethnic minorities.
All right. A lot of these people are on YouTube right now. YouTube's going to start removing them more and more. So,
did you see their new policy?
Yeah.
It was funny because I brought this up on Facebook, And a lot of people told me that I'm conspiracy theory and I'm paranoid. It's like, no. It's on their webpage, terms of service. It's like, it's on their community guidelines.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, that's not real at all. It's like, go to their webpage. It's right there. Like,
no.
The only reason why I'm checking this at all is because I'm started posting stuff on YouTube lately and I don't want to get in trouble, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. You can't mention
fraud.
Overwhelming voter fraud and it changed the election in the same video.
Right.
Censoring ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, I got something on my phone about this. I think it's Bel Air. Burbank. Burbank, California has just banned a whole bunch of books from their reading list and curriculum to include To Kill a Mockingbird, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, and Of Mice and Men.
What about 1984?
It was not on the list to be banned. I actually did look for it. I really did. I was required to read that in high school. Were you?
Yeah.
I was also required to read To Kill a Mockingbird and Of Mice and Men and The Catcher in the Rye. They did not reban this time.
Which one?
The Catcher in the Rye.
I heard.
Ooh, that was like the first book banned by schools. It was in the 60s or 70s, I think.
No, send me the name again. Just text to me.
Yeah, I'll shoot you a text. No problem. Yeah, The Catcher and... Catcher in the Rye, I think, like Rye in like in terms of wheat, R-Y-E. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just seeing books being banned again. I just shook my head and I was like, obviously it was California, you know. there you go. And speaking of California, more and more companies are fleeing out of Florida, out of California.
Yeah.
Big fur.
Moving to
are we gonna,
and bringing their own stupid policies there too.
That's what I'm a little concerned about. If Texas does leave the union, or even not even necessarily leaves, but files paperwork, how much of the garbage that came over from California is going to be an issue for them doing this? Because you know that a whole bunch of people left California because it turned into a dump because of the policies they put in place. But when they came over here, when they came to Texas, they voted in the same policies because it makes them feel good to give away other people's money.
Elon Musk is one of them.
Exactly. And he's going to vote very liberal in Texas. And, you know, he's bringing his system of this is what I believe is right. But when you implemented that system, it fell apart and collapsed in upon itself and you have dirty needles everywhere. So you moved to the nice area with different values than you, but you still vote with the same values you had that destroyed the other city. But once, actually, if Texas does become an independent nation, they can stop that, can't they?
No.
Because I'm pretty sure the states cannot stop you from moving across state lines, right?
No.
Huh.
I think they need
that might be
like a law that you need to live in a certain place for 5 years in order for you to vote. I don't know, just the way I feel, like, because you move to another state and you bring your own policies back there and you're just going to change that policy, you know?
Did you see that a crap ton of Republicans were talking about getting a temporary address in Georgia to vote for Senate?
That's highly illegal.
Yeah, and if they actually do this, they should absolutely be arrested, and I'm not kidding. I can't believe you would even say that out loud, you know?
Yep.
But anyway, well, were you the one who put the thing about the companies fleeing California?
Well, I mean...
What in particular were you referring to?
Well... Tesla's moving their headquarters out. I think I just read an article. HP's moving out. Oracle's moving out.
Joe Rogan already moved out. Yeah. And he took his entire... I know it sounds like it's just one guy, but he's got a whole crazy thing going on with his business.
Yeah.
Everyone's rolling out because Exactly. They're sick and tired of the crap that happened because of it, but are they bringing their policies with them?
I listen to a lot of comedian podcasts, you know, and a lot of the comedians, if they don't have kids in school or anything like that, a lot of the comedians are moving out. Tom Segura is moving out of there. You know, but everybody that can flee California is fleeing.
Why are kids an issue? Is it just they don't want to disrupt their...
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't something like California's a great educational system.
No. They're in private school and they just don't want to disrupt... Oh.
And if you live in Southern California, the weather's amazing all year round. Yeah. Let's be real. Gorgeous. Well, what's going on here, man? Like, I can buy weed, but I can't go to work. I mean, it's like the hippies won.
I think, you know what? There's a lot of Republican people should...
What's that?
A lot of Republican people should move to California, establish a residency and vote red and turn the state red again.
I do not support this man's suggestion of everyone breaking all these crazy felony federal laws.
I'm talking about moving there and staying.
Oh, actually moving there? Yeah, but if you move there, you have to hope that enough other people move there to make a difference. And then you might be stuck in this dictatorship or whatever it is that offends you for how long, you know?
Yeah, but I'm saying like that, turn their state red and put laws. And
there's a lot of people in California.
A lot of people left.
Not enough.
Yeah, I'm saying like, well, it's like the seventh largest economy on the planet.
Yeah, but
of course, that's all in Silicon Valley, though. We all know that it's all technology that's coming out of Cal. Actually, Elon Musk leaving California might bump them down a space on that. They might go down to eighth because of he's the second richest man on the planet now.
Yeah, something like that.
Jeez Louise. And it's crazy because as I said earlier, man, like they tax you, then they give you back a check of your own money and they expect you to thank them for it. But you can't even go and help your neighbors out with that money. You have to send it to Sam Walton or Jeff Bezos to get goods these days.
Yeah.
Sam Walton, by the way, is Walmart. Yeah, you can't even spend your money in your own community to take care of your community anymore. And that's how we're getting this transfer of wealth from you and me to people like Musk and Bill Gates and everyone else, because we're buying everything online. Everyone's shopping online. People are ordering fast food online to be delivered.
Yeah. And paying extra for it to be delivered.
I'm guilty.
And with what money?
You know, Grubhub and Uber Eats, those things are super expensive. Because they don't even charge menu prices. They've increased the price on the menu items. And then they charge you a delivery fee on top of
it. That's how they do it?
Yeah.
I was going to say, because the $5 delivery fee really ain't going to do it. Unless you're doing several deliveries an hour, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but... $25 an hour up here, you'll barely survive in a crappy apartment.
Oh, yeah.
$25 an hour in Virginia, I would have been doing pretty decent. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Shoot, I didn't realize how good I had it when I was enlisted and the wife was enlisted. We were bringing home two E5 paychecks.
Yeah.
I had no idea what we completely blew that. We were bringing in over $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, and we're getting by way less now. I could have invested better. I could have, you know, saved better, but I was a stupid kid.
You don't realize until you, like, get out of the Navy. Like, I was living the good life back then, you know?
Yeah, I had no debt. I had piles of money. I would go up partying every night, and it was never an issue. Then all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden the well went dry and it's like, oh, close that valve.
Yeah.
And now we're trying to get by on her pension, our savings, our investments, and still waiting on unemployment. It's probably going to be at least another week. It's been three already since they've taken my request, but it's 4 to 6 weeks just to get looked at. So I've been filing this paperwork and reapplying every week.
Yeah. Because they'll give you a back pay when it goes through.
Well, not even necessarily that. I have to show that I've been actively looking for work in Massachusetts, or else you're not entitled to unemployment.
Okay.
So I have to show them. I have to say, I'm still looking for work. And yes, I still need unemployment. So please help me. And yeah, I'll get back paid. But it's been almost a month that I haven't received any money to feed my family.
Yeah.
What the hell am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
And as much as I hate relying on the system, because this is the first time I've ever applied for unemployment, as much as I hate relying on the system, I did pay into this insurance program. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is literally what it's there for, is if a situation happens when you can't work.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do, man. I'm having trouble feeding my family.
Okay.
I'm cracking into my emergency end of the world food, and I'm not even kidding you. Which, okay, it's not end of the world food, but it's my emergency stash I keep hidden around. Because I'm a smart little ant.
Your mac and cheese.
Mostly Campbell's, the thick and chunky stews.
Okay.
A lot of cans of fruit, a lot of cans of vegetables. You know, mostly canned goods.
Dry rice and dry beans. Mm.
I got bags and bags of rice. Mm-hmm. There's tons of calories in rice, you know? But yeah, you know, trust me, I put some thought into my emergency food supply. We
can tax the rich. Is that me?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was me.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I sent you a link of AOC ranting about the only reason why we're in the lockdown is because of Republicans.
We refuse to wear our masks.
Wow, she's wearing the $58 sweater that she's selling now.
Yeah. She's selling her $58 sweater talking about rich people.
Tax the rich. The rich.
Yeah, tax the rich in a $58 hoodie. And all I could think was, let them eat cake.
Yep.
You know, that's all I could think. It's like, if you can afford that hoodie, as a novelty item, you are the people she wants to tax.
Yep.
But no one realizes that. Everyone thinks the rich means better off than they are. Mm-hmm. Like, when I say earlier, when I had all that money, when I was, both of us were E5 paychecks and no debt, we didn't know how much money we had.
Yeah.
And we assumed that rich was better off than us. Right now, looking at where I was fucking rich, you know?
I remember those days.
Yeah, it makes you. And the problem is, I'm going to try to teach my kid to recognize this, but I'm sure she's going to make the same mistake, because you have to make this mistake.
Yeah.
You know, and realize, like, oh, I can get by on way less.
Yeah.
All right. What do you guys want to go over, Mia?
Let's talk about Biden's incoming administration.
You talking about
here, Biden's hiring 8 people from Facebook and Google,
including one to be his chief of intelligence
from Google.
I'm assuming, probably, and honestly, it probably makes a little bit of sense because they probably really understand how computer systems work, you know. But you know, let's play conspiracy theory here. You're gonna take the 2 biggest distributors of information on the planet and take guys high up in those companies. Granted, they're not controlling it, but when Biden says, hey, Trump's been putting this out on YouTube, can you do something about it? And he goes, oh yeah, I know like 9 guys. I still got like 15 buddies over at Google who own YouTube.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just it seems like a conflict of interest. It sounds like a conspiracy theory, but you have to realize there's a conflict of interest, and that's what it is. As soon as you can say, look at what could happen here.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're supposed to avoid that from even happening, so there can be no connection made.
Well, most of the people he's picking for his cabinet are Obama retreads.
A lot of them, yeah.
You know, and then he's talking about Andrew Cuomo for attorney general.
Which one's Andrew? Is he the CNN guy or the governor?
The governor.
Really?
Yeah.
He did not do a good job at his job. He killed.
He did.
He's the reason why the COVID death rate is number is so high.
He says he did a great job.
By putting all the sick people in with the old people?
Well, Trump told him to do that.
Trump did?
Yeah.
Did he?
That's what he says.
Oh.
CDC guidelines said the nursing homes have to open up for everybody, not just non-COVID patients.
Oh, I thought I thought Cuomo was sending sick people like my age to nursing homes as a hospital place.
Well, whatever he did, he killed thousands of people.
So. Yeah, he used it like a hospital service type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And had.
I don't think he'll be that good of an attorney general.
Attorney, really?
Yeah.
Really, I think you should keep Bill Barr. But I don't know. He's been under how many presidents?
I think this is the second one.
All right. I thought he had a couple more under his belt, too. I thought he was like Fauci and kind of just stayed there forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's keeping Fauci.
Of course he is. Fauci agrees with him. But I ended up taking down on Facebook a little bit ago because I shared a video of Fauci saying that you shouldn't wear masks. And they called it false or misleading. I was like, this is the guy you're quoting telling me to wear one. How is it? How it's the same guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, there's gotta be more than that. But yeah,
test one and two.
Yeah, I got a feeling that was him testing to see if he could edit.
Okay.
Just a guess. I'm not sure. What's this shenanigans?
Well, for the longest time, we've been getting budgets approved every year, pretty much when Trump's been office. Well, we're doing continuing resolutions again. And they just, instead of doing a long continuing resolution, the government decided to do a 1 week continuing resolution.
Okay.
To keep the government funded for one more week. So we're pushing it closer to Christmas before we'll do another continuing resolution. This continuing resolution thing affects everybody that gets paid by the military, VA, retirements, everything. I got a notice on Navy Federal today when I went into the app, Sam, that the active duty people aren't getting their pay early like they normally do because the continuing resolution just passed. They're not going to get paid until the actual 15th.
That's something I've tried to bring. Am I echoing? Oh,
no.
That's something I tried to bring up to people. When Trump was an idiot and threatened the defense budget against 230, I think that was a terrible threat to make. It was a stupid threat to make. Never threaten the defense budget because the defense does not stop. Our soldiers, our sailors, and our airmen are still out there doing their job. They're just not getting paid at that point. And I think that's what the average American doesn't realize is when they say they're shutting this down, like, all these people are still going to be working. They're just not going to get paid. Now they can't feed their families, you know? What's even worse, you're in the middle of the ocean not getting paid, you know? Shut down the government.
Well, that's just that they play these games constantly, you know?
Because yeah, that's why we need...
And we played these games with the latest relief package, you know? Neither side wants to compromise enough to get even a measly little package through to extend unemployment benefits or, you know, do a stimulus check for people.
Yeah, these stimulus checks are dangerous.
Yeah, but the unemployment should continue on for a little bit longer especially with all the lockdowns happening. Because
but where's that money going to come from, too? Like
the program I'm on right now ends the day after Christmas. And we ain't going to be, we're in Virginia, we're still going to be on our newest lockdown until January. So
how can they do that?
They don't care. They're people, the politicians. They provide lip service.
Are the police actually getting involved in arresting people for opening their doors?
Oh, no. But I've heard of state police pulling people over on the highway without a state plates, wanting to find out where they're going.
I tell him to fuck himself. I really would. I know a lot of people think it's like, just shut up and just do what you're told for a little while and it'll take care of itself. That's bullshit. You told me that a year ago. Yeah. It's not the fact that I just have to do this for a little while. It's the fact that you're saying I have to do what you say.
Right.
That's the issue.
Yep.
It's not that it's only this much of my rights. It's the fact that it's my rights and I refuse to give them up. Mm-hmm. I was going to do a YouTube rant today, but a whole bunch of weird stuff happened in the house. I had to take care of that. But it drives me nuts that the very people that thank me every year on Veterans Day for my mentality of freedom, they're the same people that 364 days of the year tell me I'm an asshole for believing in it. Mm-hmm. It's just frustrating as hell because thank you so much for your sacrifice. Shut up. First of all, shut up. You don't know my sacrifice. You know? And the very thing that motivated me to go do this or got instilled in me by doing it is what you hate, you know?
Yeah.
Which is refusing to give a single inch of my constitutional rights. Because my rights are not given to me by the government. The government has no authority to step over my rights because I'm a human being and an American citizen. Sorry, just... A lot of people don't understand that feeling, you know?
Yeah. Well, we got really good news this week. Actually, it happened yesterday. There was breaking news all over the networks that the FDA has approved emergency use for the Pfizer vaccine. Woo! Everybody get your shots. Line up and get your shots.
I'll let everybody go ahead in front of me.
You're in no rush to get your vaccine?
I'm not in a rush. I'll be the last one.
A cousin of mine was upset that Governor Charlie Baker of Massachusetts said that prisoners are going to get the vaccine shot first.
What?
Well, she was all pissed off. Well, and no, she had same thing as you guys are doing. And I responded with, they're test subjects, just like the United States military was test subjects for the nasal flu vaccine.
Well, I guess in Virginia, our test subjects are the healthcare workers and the elderly, because those are the people that have gotten priority to get the shots here in Virginia.
There's not been enough testing on this drug, no matter what, and you know it. There's no way, like, oh, it's perfectly safe. Like, if we can roll out a vaccine in 9 months from, what, 3 or 4 different companies, then why the hell does HIV still exist, right? And I understand I'm not a guy who designs vaccines, but if we could pop one out in 9 months that just showed up out of nowhere we had never seen before, you think with something that we've been studying for 30 years, we might have, or 50 years, we might be able to figure something out by now.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, like the flu vaccine. They call it that, but it doesn't stop you from getting the flu, you know?
No, they pick which strain of the flu they think is going to be popular this year. And stick you full of that stuff.
They got a dartboard with different strains of the flu on it, and they throw a dart at the dartboard.
I've always wondered.
Sounds scientifically.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Catch a tiger by the toe. I'll let it go. Oh, Kobe.
You think they're going to try to mandate this, or do you think they know better than try that? They know better? Are they going to mandate it in another way?
And I think if Biden tries to do some national mandates, I think he's going to run into some problems with the states. Even the mask mandate that they're talking about doing for the next 100 days is not going to fly in all 50 states. And he doesn't have the power to dictate to the governors what they do in their own states like that.
I don't know. It seems that we're becoming less and less 50 states that join together for common defense and more like one nation under the president.
Yeah.
It seems like Congress and the Senate get less and less authority too. You know what I mean? The president seems to be able to bypass them with an executive order whenever the hell they want. Not yeah, Trump, but that's because Trump's not a politician and he didn't sign whatever weird book with his own blood to become the president.
Yeah.
How many executive orders? Obama passed an executive order. Trump tried to undo that executive order with another executive order, and they told him he didn't have the authority.
Yeah, DACA.
What?
And then the judge came out, a federal judge came out and said they had to reinstitute DACA to full strength immediately.
Yeah, how is that possibly what the law says versus someone's opinion?
Yeah, exactly.
Not just opinion, what they want to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. This authority put it in place, but the same authority can't undo it.
Mm-hmm.
No one can give me a good reason how to explain that either.
Yeah.
Even better is I brought it up to some of my further left friends, and they just flat out denied it. Like, that never happened. Like, what do you mean? What part of it? Like, none of it ever happened. I was like, okay, so Obama did not pass DACA through an executive order. And they're like, well, yeah. Okay. Did Trump try to undo it? And they go, well, yeah. And it's like, and what happened? They said he couldn't do that. Like, that was my whole point.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Sorry, the Republicans bother me a lot because they're spineless, but the Democrats piss me off and how stubborn they are. They refuse. At least I can have a good conversation with a bunch of Republicans that I don't know, and it won't turn into name-calling. It'll be an interesting discussion. As soon as I speak to a bunch of Democrats I don't know, I'm some kind of horrible person, and not just a horrible person. I'm a far-right Trump supporter. I'm like... Yeah. You obviously didn't listen to a thing I said. You just heard that I didn't say the same thing as you.
Right. As soon as they realized it wasn't the same thing, they tuned you out.
Yeah. And it's an either or argument with them. It's like either you believe in what I said or you're that guy, the Nazi bigot. I'm like, really? There's no one who just doesn't care about any of it? Or maybe the answer is D instead of A or B. Oh, man.
Anybody got any last topics?
No, I'm just worried about this vaccine, man. It's coming out way too quick, and everyone's rushing to be first to market to make that money.
Everybody go ahead of you, dude. Why rush it?
No, not the individual. I'm talking about the people producing it want to be first to market. And they fought over who was going to be able to the first one to put it out there and make money on it, because that's who's going to make all the money. It's the first one that's been authorized, right? And it looks like that's going to be Pfizer here in the U.S. anyway.
Yeah.
So they rushed this through so that they could beat the other drug companies.
Yep.
I don't know.
I don't know if the Pfizer one is a two-shot one, but I heard there's a lot more reactions after the second shot than there is after the first shot.
I'm not sure which one, Pfizer or not, but all of them had at least like a 70% rate of getting sick. And one of them was 90-something% that you were going to get sick if you got the vaccine.
It's kind of like getting a flu shot. You're going to get sick.
I don't know. I'm curious. Is there a way to find out if we've had COVID?
Yeah. When you donate blood, they can test your blood for the antibodies. And actually, Red Cross has been doing that lately.
Maybe I should go give blood and get it tested so I can get my paperwork in advance so I can still cross state lines, you know?
Yeah, you got to get your health pass.
Oh, my God. That's what I'm afraid of is not mandating a vaccine, but making that you can't do certain things without a vaccine.
Right.
Like international travel or interstate travel.
Yeah.
No, COVID passport. Not just that, then it turns into a vaccine passport. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been overseas before and I went and got vaccines.
Yeah.
Before I went there, because like, oh, cholera is there, you know? By the way, yellow fever. I don't know if you guys remember, yellow fever was one that hurt the most.
Oh yeah.
It hurt for like 2 days.
From yellow fever. Yeah. I'll never forget that shot. I got lucky. I escaped the anthrax deal. So
I don't remember which one anthrax was. I remember I didn't get the penicillin shot, the peanut butter shot in boot camp because I'm allergic to it. I got so sick in boot camp.
The anthrax is like early 2000. We had all the anthrax fucking by the mail.
Yeah, no, I probably got anthrax.
Yeah.
I particularly remember yellow fever before deployment.
Yeah. You get a smallpox?
I remember smallpox. And
the tiny little needles poking in your skin.
Yeah.
And
your hand.
The PPD there, though.
Yep.
Tuberculosis one. We got that one every year, every couple of years.
Yeah.
The bubble shot. Well, I guess that's it. That was all right. Well, we kind of got through that kind of quick, but for the most part, we stayed on point.
Yeah. Hour and a half. That's not bad.
No. That might actually be palatable. Someone might actually click on it. All right, well, I guess that's our show. Till next time.
I'm Brian.
I'm Jerry.
And we're out.
Deuces.